guess one of the final questions that I have for you, this is more of a deeper question, but just a general reflection on your life and your involvement in such a group, and being a part of this community as you've lived here most of your life.
Yeah, I've been here, what, 56 years. Yeah, my cousin with my daughter is. Yeah, I came in 62. Yeah, that's 50. I've been on this corner all that time, right here in Denver. As I said, I lived in the house that I showed there until 2004, and they tore it down, and I've been in this house since, 2006. So I've been in this house since 2006, but I've been right here on this corner since then. And this property has been a part of the Clarks family since 1921. No, 22, because that's when, so because they moved there, so that's it.
Yeah, I guess my question is your general reflection. How do you see yourself as being a part of this group, of being active in civil rights and in your life in general, and with all this involvement? What does it mean to you?
Well, I'm hoping that it would be a, what shall I say, that I've made a difference in bringing about better relationship between the community, the white community, as well as the black community. And when you think about Denton at that particular time and during the time, we weren't like some of the other states like Mississippi and Alabama. And there was some little small consultation, but nothing that escalated that we had to. Anyone was killed, or maybe some feelings may have been hurt. Mine wasn't hurt, but and then because the ladies with whom we were a part of, we were careful how we, and we just embraced each other and realized that we all, as I said, we all equal. Just the, our hair and our skin color only made the difference in us, and we find out that we all have the same problem. And, when we hurt, we just hurt, and we want to be loved and embraced, and that's what we do. We still do that. And we're always so happy to see each other, even if we don't see them in the meetings. Some I don't see only when we have the meetings. And then some we come in contact on the streets. But now when people see us, they just sort of look. But at first, when we would see them, when we was working on this integration and we'd be at somewhere, I thought I had. Can you hear it?
You would continue about being happy.
Now when we meet since that, and we people just accept us, we just start grinning and hugging and kissing on each other, and we just feel comfortable. And it's really true love. It's not just say, you can tell when a person really means their handshake or their love. And it has meant very much to me. And I'm glad that my children weren't exposed to the treatment that they have in other places. And as I said, neither was I hard treatment. Like I said, those that were being like Alabama or Mississippi, growing up in a little small town of Lampasas. As a black person, my family, we were treated with respect. And even when my brother was saying, they weren't quite so bad in the part of the army, the division that he was in at the time that he served. He served from 45 to 48, and he was in the motor department of the army. It was segregated, but he was treated well too, considering. And my oldest brother was living in California, so he didn't have any problems either. My sister stayed in Austin, where I lived with her. But we got along okay. We went to a segregated church, but that was fine too. And she was already out of school when I came along. And then I said my other brother was in Minnesota. And the brothers on my father's side and sisters on the father's side of the family was in California, so they didn't have the issues that we had here in Texas also. But all of them were aware of the segregation, but not as harsh as the other states and other towns. And I love my little old town, Lampasas. And I hope I was able to give you a clear understanding what it was like. In other words, as I said, growing up and young, I definitely knew that I was black, and I definitely knew that certain things were off limit. And really, it didn't bother, personally, it didn't bother me, because even though I was raised by a widowed lady, but when I was growing up, we had the whole community that helped take care of it, and I felt comfortable. The Spanish people that lived there, as well as the fight that lived there, if we got children would play and get into a fight, and they happened to be where I was, if my aunt whipped me, she whipped all of them, vice versa, and there was no difference made in us as growing up. So, and I taught my children that too, but it was easy because they was already in an integrated school.
Well,
I'm just happy that I've been able to see all of this and that things have gone as well as they have. And I regret that all the other problems that so many of the other cities and states are having that we're not having. And I wish that they could have been fortunate enough, as we were here in Denton, to have the type of togetherness that we've had so far.